Here we are, on another holy day, about to take up another offering. What can I possibly say that we haven't already heard many times before? I was puzzling over this when my wife commented that her mother used to say that whatever you were told to do, you should do it willingly, diligently, and cheerfully. And it struck me that this is how we should approach the subject of offerings. So I thought we would explore these three aspects of giving an offering. First, let's look at giving an offering willingly. The Oxford Dictionary defines willingly as readily, consentingly, without reluctance. God commands that we give an offering, but he will not accept one that is given as through under duress or with reluctance. When God instructed Moses and the Israelites to build the tabernacle, he told Moses what sort of offering would be acceptable to him. Please turn with me to Exodus 25 and we'll read verse 1 and we'll see what was important to God. So that's Exodus 25 and we'll read 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly, will his heart ye shall take an offering. Notice that the amount wasn't the point. God was far more interested in how it was given than in how much was given. We all know the story of the widow's mite in Mark 12 and Luke 21. The rich men cast in hundreds in order that they might be seen to give an offering, whereas the widow only gave two mites, but gave them with the right attitude. God looks on the heart, not the amount. He states that he owns all the riches in the world, and he is able to multiply the smallest offering, just like a grain of mustard seed. In a Bible study titled Review on 1 Corinthians, given on the 22nd of November in 1980, Mr. Armstrong made the following comment. Verse 11, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable, according to what a man has, not according to what he has not. God's way is always proportionate to what you are able, to what you have. And by the way, God's tithing system is that way also. It is 10%. But the giving of free will offerings, which is also something that God expects of us, that he leaves us to decide how liberal we will be. I'll tell you, if I may set the example, it depends on my own prosperity and need at the time. When I can spare a lot more, I give more. When I can spare less, I give less. But I try to be liberal in any event. God doesn't always expect your free will offering to be as much as your tithe. For the average person, it will be less than 10%. For some people, the free will offering should be a whole lot more than their tithe. Some people have so much that 10% leaves them still so much themselves that they can really give big offerings that might be 15 or 25% of their total income, besides their tithe. It depends on the circumstances. God looks on the heart, so you better be honest and think about it when you do. God does not expect you to go overboard and give more than you ought to. You can't buy your way into the kingdom. God is looking on the heart. And on the other hand, if you can give and it doesn't hurt you, there are times that you should. We have to learn to judge these things like that. God is looking for an attitude that reflects his. He wants to see us readily obeying his commands and giving an offering without any reluctance or grumbling. Now on to the second point. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines diligently as characterized by steady, earnest, and energetic effort. God expects us to be diligent in obeying his commands, not lackadaisical or slapdash, but actively looking for ways in which we can obey him. This includes giving an offering. We should think about the offering and plan ahead for it, rather than suddenly running around in a mad panic as the offering message is announced and go rummaging frantically through our pockets in search for the loose change we found earlier that day. Please turn with me to Deuteronomy 6 and we'll read verse 17. Deuteronomy 6, and we'll read verse 17. Ye shall diligently keep the commands of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. We are told that we should diligently keep the commandments, and as the giving of offering is commanded, it's rather clear that we should give an offering in a diligent way, with steady, earnest, and energetic effort. And finally, God expects us to give cheerfully. This ties back into my first point, that God will not accept an offering of any amount if it is given with the wrong attitude. The Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines cheerful as feeling or showing that you are willing to do something without complaining. God has given us everything we have, including the very air we breathe. We don't deserve anything, but he has given it to us of his own free will. And he wants to give us even more, as soon as he sees that we are able to handle it. We should be very thankful to God for everything he has blessed us with, and we should be developing his character, which is an outgoing, giving, joyful character. If you'd like to turn with me now to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we'll read verse 7. We all know this one. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So we have seen that there is more to giving an offering than just putting money into a collection basket. God is looking at the heart and how the offering is given. He is looking to see if we are giving it willingly and not grudgingly. He is looking to see if we are diligent in giving when he has said, and that we make sure that there is an offering to give, and that we have a cheerful attitude when we give it. For these attitudes are what God is looking to see grow in us each year as we faithfully keep his law.